booted it up, and I was surprised by how many options there were, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, there was a ton of options.
So we went with, there was two options right away. There was living boards and standard boards. And the standard boards, I assume, is just the board game itself.
Oh, you forgot, though, about the first option, though, which was the language.
Oh, yeah,
Because the language was weird.
Yeah, there was a lot of different language options.
But also, it was, the American flag and then the British flag.
Yeah, that was different.
Was it just going to be a British voice?
I don't know. I'd have to try it out sometimes to see what that means, because that was different. I was like, okay.
Well, because then at one point he goes, oh, currency. And then we go, but it's Monopoly, yeah, buddy.
At first I was thinking, oh, it's current. Maybe it changes the currency based on the region. And I sat there and go, oh, wait, but it's Monopoly money. So,
yeah.
I don't know. But anyways, we went with living boards, and she wanted the carnival setup, which I was like,
because it looked the doofiest out of them all.
Yeah. But I'm not sure if because of the actual board we picked it changed anything, but I was very upset that the thimble was not an option.
Yeah.
Team thimble for life.
I chose.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the Gaming and Collecting Podcast. On this episode, me and Alex are going to be taking a look at the Nintendo Switch and a couple random multiplayer games that we decided to play shortly before recording this podcast. Particularly going for three different genres, two beat-em-ups, two fighters, and a board game. Let's just say things got a little out of hand and some craziness was afoot. But what would you expect with us these days? But anyways guys, thanks again for joining us as we discuss the games that shaped us. So, how you been? Even though it's only been a day since our last recording session.
I've been great. It's been awesome spending time with you.
Yep. So we're still in the same place. We're doing a second podcast in this session.
We're also joined by a guest host today.
She looks so unamused over there.
It's the wonderful Matilda Beast. A.K.A. my cat. So if you hear any meows or
bells.
Jingle bells, now you know.
Yep. So our original plans for this podcast had to be scrapped, unfortunately, because originally we were going to do, we did the 3DO experience, and then we were going to, I had my 360, and we were going to actually do the Burger King games, along with a few other things that we'll get to probably at some point in the future. But I got the Xbox hooked up and Red Dot.
Red Ring of
No,
Death.
No.
Well, there's no ring.
It's a slim line, so it doesn't have the ring. It was more just Red Dot.
Red Dot of Death.
Which I've been told, I looked up it. At the moment, I'm not sure if it's the console, the power supply, or the hard drive. So I have a new power supply on order, and I'm going to find out. If not, well, I guess I'm buying a new Xbox. 360. Yep. But oh well.
Thus is life and thus is video game collecting.
No, it's just anything newer than anything seventh generation on, other than I guess the Wii, is like hit or miss whether that thing's still going to work half the time. So oh well, I'm not bitter.
No.
Not at all.
I'm not bitter. Twitch. No.
Well, I've had a PS3 die on me. I've had a PS4 die on me.
It's okay.
I'm just a little annoyed. But
things die sometimes, you know? That's the cycle of life.
Yet my Atari Jaguar and 3DO are still working fine. Well, actually, the 3DO is kind of weird because those things actually have problems themselves, but you know.
Thus is life.
But anyways, so we had to scrap those, so we decided we have Nintendo Switches on standby, and we were going to
just play a bunch of games.
We decided to see what I had on my Switch at the time, and we'd play a few games, and we'd talk about that.
Yeah, and it was a wild time.
So, I mean, other than that, I mean, we could also talk about how we've been having a Friends marathon.
Yeah, we've been watching a lot of Friends. Because you decided to put on
the reunion.
The reunion. So then we watched that, and then we just kind of continued watching Friends.
Yeah.
What else? We watched something else, though, briefly.
We watched The Simpsons, too.
Yeah, we briefly watched some Simpsons episodes.
We did
that. Like the B-Sharps.
Yeah, basically anything from the classic era, like seasons 3 through, 9.
Yep. And then we watched some Friends.
We've been watching Friends. We marathoned season 6, and we just started watching season 7 before this, so...
Yep.
Yeah, we've been basically hanging out, because unfortunately this Memorial Day weekend ended up being really rainy the whole time.
I know! It's like, it's... I've, like, seen so many memes about how the weather sucks this weekend. But, you know, make the most of it, and next time you come up, hopefully it'll be nice and sunny. And we can go biking
and go hiking. Maybe I'll have a working 360 by then.
And hopefully I'll have a working 360 by then. But if not, we'll still have a good time somehow.
Yeah. We got other ideas. I mean, we talked about it at the end of the 3D episode. We have plans.
Yes.
So, I mean, other than that, we ordered out. We've been having decent food for a while.
Yeah. No, we went to my favorite diner in my town. It's great. Diner food is just so good because you can go there all the time and get whatever you can. Get breakfast whenever you want.
Well, local businesses, local like restaurants are just better than the chains any day.
Yeah, and I just have like a ton of local little restaurants around where I live, and it's great.
Yep.
So whenever Bill comes up, we end up ordering, or we go out to places too, but we ended up ordering to, we went out for breakfast and then we ended up ordering today because it's just easier.
Yeah, and no drinking for this episode because...
Nope, just water.
Because I'm driving back home.
What are you drinking, Bill? I'm drinking a genuine Poland Springs water bottle. It's 100% recycled plastic. How many ounces? 23.7 fluid ounces. And what about you?
I have a glass of water from the tap. Through the Brita filter, of course.
Oh, okay, good. I was going to say, why didn't you use the Brita? Use the Brita!
Well, anyways, moving on to our topic, I guess before we get into the games we played, we should mention that the Switch Online, the Nintendo Switch's game library is like the Wild West.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have a ton of games that I'm going to buy.
I know you do.
Yeah,
but
we discovered that One Piece has Nintendo Switch games.
She's obsessed,
and I'm that obsessed. Yeah.
She's obsessed with One Piece now, so she wants to buy all the One Piece.
If anyone
games.
Wants to talk about One Piece with me, please, I'm open to the conversation.
Yeah. Oh boy, but yeah. Other than that, like when you browse the Switch store, it is both amazing how many amazing games are on there, but it's also wild how much Garbo is on there.
Oh yeah,
like so many dating sims and like these really sketchy, like I'm surprised Nintendo even greenlit this, like things. It's like, okay, whatever, Nintendo, do your thing.
And a lot of copies of each other, because I know you were mentioning like that iPhone app Flow where you like draw with the,
you have to match
colors.
The colors, the thing fill the screen. There was like
and
two,
found, like three of them, like,
yeah, two
the
like
store.
Parodies of that. There's, it's a whole bunch of wild stuff. But there is some great stuff on there, so...
Yes.
We decided to go with multiplayer games, of course, because we were here. And the first one we played was actually a bit of an iconic game, just because of the story behind it. We actually played the recently re-released Scott Pilgrim vs. the World game.
Yes.
Which is a phenomenal, old-school-styled 2D beat-em-up based off of the comic series by Brian Lee O'Malley. Which is a phenomenal series of books I've read. Alex has not, but you don't have to read the books to understand the game.
Oh, no, yeah.
Because it is very much a River City Ransom-style clone, style beat-em-up, and it's got a very easy-to-pick-up method. I mean, it's very difficult at first before you level up your characters, but once you get the hang of it, I mean, I have a full-leveled character, so we hit a blast just powering through a couple stages there.
And also, if you want, there's like a movie, right? And the movie was pretty...
The movie was really well done.
Yeah.
The problem was nobody watched it.
Yeah. Womp. If you want, watch the movie before you play the game, and then you'll have a bit more context.
Yeah, the movie's not exactly the same as
It gives you the general idea of what's going on.
The story in the game's not that deep, so you really don't need an idea.
Oh, yeah, no.
But aside from that, it's got a really great like 16-bit styled art style. And then the soundtrack is phenomenal because it's actually composed by a chiptune rock band called Anamanaguchi.
Yep.
But we played a couple of levels of that, and it was fun.
Yeah, like, no, I liked playing that game because I remember when we used to play it on your PlayStation.
Yep, because the game... Yes, PlayStation, my
PS3.
Because unfortunately, the game was originally released way back in like 2011, around when the movie came out, or 2010, one of those years. And it was on the 360 and the PS3, like PSN and Xbox Live Arcade.
Yep.
And it was available for a while, and they did like two DLC sets. Like you had, there was like a Knives set, and then there was the Wallace DLC, plus like multiplayer and stuff.
Yep.
But unfortunately, Ubisoft lost the rights to the game, and it was taken off of the stores, and it basically, for all intents and purposes, became a lost game.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, the creator, like, Brian Lee O'Malley was trying to get it back, but there was so much licensing, like, garbage going on that it basically disappeared from the internet. And the only way to play it at that point was you had to have a copy of the game still saved on either your Xbox 360 or PS3.
Oh, wow.
So if I wanted to play the game, I'd have to pull out the PS3 to play.
Wow.
But eventually, like, this year, actually, it was finally brought back for the Switch, PS4, and Xbox One. I think PC also had a release.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a definitive release, which had all the DLC, and there was also a physical. They did a physical cartridge and disc release, I believe.
Oh, that's cool.
So I have a copy of the Switch physical version now, just so I can say I own it, and it will always have, I'll always have it.
Yep.
But, yeah, we played a couple rounds of that. The game is really fun, but it's also one of those games that you can only play for so long before you get tired of it.
Yeah, or your hands get tired, too. It's a lot of button mashing.
Well, you were using the dog face controller. I was using the Switch Pro controller.
I feel like if I had the Switch Pro controller, I definitely wouldn't have had as many issues with my hands hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Because that definitely came up. I definitely was like, ow. Hands
I'm not
hurt.
A particularly large fan of the Nintendo Switch's, like, the standard controller that comes with it. You stick the Joy-Cons into it, and it looks like a dog face.
Dog face.
I'm not a huge fan of that controller. It's too cramped for my liking. Mm. It's okay for when you're in handheld mode.
Yeah.
But if you're going to play console games on the big screen that don't require motion controls, you got to get the Pro controller. I know it sucks at how expensive it is, but it's just it's how it needs to be.
No, I gotta get my hands on a Pro controller at some point. I just
money. They're expensive. They're unfortunately expensive. $70.
Yeah,
but you know, that's to be expected.
Nintendo.
Yep. Well, to be fair though, the Switch Pro controller does do a lot.
Yeah.
Like it has motion control built into it. It has.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
SD Rumble, really, it's incredibly. It's arguably to me, it's tied for the best controller ever made with the DualSense PS5 controller.
Wow.
Like, they're just that solidly made.
Yeah. Wow.
But anyways, after that, we played another beat-em-up, which was also another blast from the past. We played a couple rounds of Castle Crashers.
Yes.
And for anyone who doesn't know what Castle Crashers is, it was a Newgrounds-developed beat-em-up, for the people who remember Newgrounds. And it's got a very, like, crazy, like, flash animation kind of style with some incredibly bizarre graphical, like, graphics, and just, like, it's pretty insane. Like, it's very early, like, late 2000s, early 2010s, like, in terms of style. Mm. But what makes it so fun to play is it is incredibly easy to pick up and play. Like, it's very simple. Well, we'll get to that. But it's very simple. Like, it's very buttons do what you'd expect. And the combos are pretty clear. Unfortunately, I've learned that Alex is not the best at beat-em-ups.
No, I'm just not great at games where there's like 50 things on the screen, because I can't focus on it. Like, I'm like, there's too many things. I just kept losing track of my character, especially in some of the later battles we did, like with all those like little bear things.
To be fair though, your character was severely underleveled and mine was like around where it should have been for that fight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because that's another problem with Castle Crashers. All the characters have their own levels, so if you want to get like a second player and you want to use a different character, they're going to have to level up again. And it takes a bit of time, unfortunately, because it's leveling up.
Yeah.
RPG mechanics.
That's true. But I could, like, I bet, like, if I had a higher leveled character, I'd definitely, like, it would be more, like, fun. But also, like, I don't know. It's just, like, they're not for everyone, and I just don't do good with the games that have, like, so many things going on the screen, because I can't focus on it all. I kept getting distracted, or like I'd look at Bill's character thinking I was them and being like, yeah, I'm doing great, and then I'd be like, oh wait, that's Bill, that's not me, where am I? And I'm in the far corner just like running back and forward.
So, or you're dead.
Or I'm dead. That too.
Yeah, so we played a couple levels of that. We got up to the
one with all the pooping animals.
No, we got to the bat that poops.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a boss in the game. It's a very...
There's
it's got
a lot of poop in it.
It's got a very, like, early 2010s
sense of humor. It's a very Newgrounds sense of humor.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't do well in the modern market, but you never know.
I bet people still play it.
Oh, they still...
It's very, like, the controls work really nice.
True, but I'm not sure if it was a new game coming out now, it would still have the same impact that it did when it first came out.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, a very old game at this point.
Yep.
But, yeah, so after that, we decided, okay, we've had enough beat-em-ups, because, I mean, I had more, but...
Yeah.
We decided to change it up. So then we were just kind of goofing around, because I got a bunch of anime fighters on there, and we decided to play, Dragon Ball Z Fighters.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z Fighters is arguably the most complete, I guess you could say, Dragon Ball, just standard, like, one level, not one-on-one, just, like, standard Dragon Ball fighter ever made.
Yep.
Because it was made by Arc Systems, you know, this the same company that made games like Guilty Gear or Blaze Blue,
mm-hmm.
or Persona 4 Arena, for example.
Yep.
And they have a very, like, super stylized, like, fast-paced 3-on-3 battles.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of, like, what a game to, like, compare it to, but... I guess, like, Blaze Blue, but yeah.
Yeah.
But, It's like super fan servicey, and there's like a ton of characters to mess around with, because have all the DLC now at this point.
Yep.
But I'm super rusty at it, and Alex had no idea what she was doing.
I had no idea.
So we basically spent most of the game just effing around.
Yeah. But like, we had some pretty funny teams.
Like I had Team Goku, which was regular Goku, Super Saiyan Goku, and Super Saiyan Blue Goku.
And then I think I had the pink Goku, Goku Black.
You had Goku Black.
And then I had Beerus.
Beerus
and...
And
then I had the Boo.
Oh, yeah, Majin Boo.
Yeah. Yep. The fat one, though,
yeah,
right?
Fat Boo. She basically figured out Beerus and Beerus
is overpowered. Beerus is OP.
He's overpowered when you don't really know what you're doing and you can just mash buttons.
Yeah, I can just I came up with a strategy of being able to get the combos. I figured out how to get it.
Yeah, she stun locked me every time because that's what she does.
Yeah, and I won.
As you learned from her, our fighting game experiences with the 3DO, she's very good when she figures out how to abuse stun locks.
Yes.
But that was kind of ridiculous. We screwed around with that one for a bit. We did some different weird combos.
Yeah, what was your next combo? It was like...
So I did a couple. I did like Android 17 DBS Broly and Ultra Instinct Goku, and you did like all the Z villains.
Yeah, I did...
And that one was funny.
I did... What's the little gray guy's name? I forgot.
Little gray guy?
Little gray purple guy. Silver purple. Frieza.
Oh, Frieza.
Frieza. Oh, Jesus and Christ. Then...
Yeah, you can tell she's the One Piece fan and not the Dragon Ball fan.
Well, you know, I may get into One Piece because I found this crossover between One Piece, Dragon Ball, and then Toriko, which I don't really know what that is, but I found a crossover and I thought it was dubbed for a second and then it was a fan dub on YouTube. I got really sad.
I love fan dubs because they're so crap.
They're so cringy.
Unless it's, like, the Abridged series, but that's a different thing entirely.
Yeah. I had Cell, and then I had Majin Buu.
Majin Buu. Yeah. And, Kid Buu, actually, I think his name
Kid
is.
Boo?
Yeah,
oh,
Kid Buu,
okay.
The little one.
Well, and then I realized that one of his moves was, like, all stretchy, so I was just like, oh, it's just Luffy.
Yeah, you were immediately like, oh, it's Luffy.
It's Luffy.
And then she won, like, every match except for the final one where I did Team Vegeta. It was Evil Vegeta with... Super Saiyan Vegeta and Super Saiyan Blue Vegeta. It was just a lot of Vegeta in one spot.
Yeah, but I also just gave up, too.
Yeah.
On that last battle, my hands were really starting to hurt from the aggressive button mashing. And I think from that controller, because it's uncomfortable to hold after a while.
Yeah, it's not a great controller.
So my hands were just starting to hurt. So I just was like in the corner. I was like, please just kill me. My hands hurt.
I love that game, too, just because how off the lip sync is.
Oh, yeah, it was like, great.
It's not even close half the time.
It's really bad.
I do love the fan service, though, in that game. Like, there's so much, like, charm.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that, like, the story mode for Fighters is kind of crap, but what are you going to do?
What's the story mode like? Is it just a really bland story, or just...
Yeah, the story's kind of meh. The problem with it is it's very slow to play through, because you got to do just a bunch of repetitive battles to get through story missions. It's not really worth just looking up on YouTube, honestly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we played around with that one for a bit, and then we decided... we played the next game, but we're going to save that one for last, just because there's a lot to talk with that one.
Oh, yeah, it was very chaotic.
But, so then after that, we decided, let's play another anime fighter, just because, why not? So, I was scrolling through what I had, because I had the Kill la Kill game, but we weren't really feeling that one.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to go with one of the Naruto Ninja Storm games. So we went with Ninja Storm 4, just because it's the newest one.
Yep.
That I have on the Switch at the time. So, we've never played either of the... I've never played them. I got them on sale on the Switch, because they were on sale.
Yeah.
And... let's just say it got ridiculous real fast.
Yeah.
So, the Ninja Storm games are kind of like... I'm trying to think, what would you... They're kind of like 3D fighting games. You can open...
Yeah.
You move around in like a 3D arena.
Yeah.
I guess they're close to like the Dragon Ball Tenkaichi series. Dragon Ball Budokai Tenkaichi series.
Yep.
In a sense where it's kind of like open 3D arenas, and you kind of run around, you do like different combos and stuff, and you do like 3-on-3 fights.
Yep.
I'm sure I gotta play the story mode for that, because I'm sure it's actually really well done.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we were just messing around with that, and the best part is Alex doesn't really know Naruto at all.
No.
So she's all like, "Who's that character?" And I'm like, "That's the main character of the show."
I think my best decision was when I picked the orange-haired guy.
Pain. Yep.
And then I picked the shark guy, and I was like, all right, I have shark boy, so where's Lava Girl?
Yep.
Yep. And you just sort of you gave me this look of just like, yeah. Ugh, stop.
See, at that point, I was just picking really trollish different selections. Like, I think my favorite was Barado with Teen Hinata and... Child Hanada.
John Hanada.
So just the... sick the mothers on him.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
I think my favorite team was, which one was it? Oh, I'd have to say it was when I tried to do all Sasuke.
Oh, yeah, you tried to do all Sasuke.
And the game wouldn't let you do all Sasuke. I was really upset about it.
So instead you ended up doing Sasuke, Kid Kakashi, and Orochimaru. And you just...
No, it was
Orochimaru, because he was using snakes.
No, that was a different one. No, because the last one, it was like, I had two kids. It was Kid Kakashi and then Kid Sasuke. Because I had the two Sasukes.
I don't remember.
The snake one, the snake man, I had, someone else. But I knew it wasn't that. But anyway,
yeah.
It was time.
It was,
I wanted to be all Sasuke, and I couldn't be all Sasuke, and I am very upset about it. No.
I was just more amused because I'd never played that game before, and we were just like goofing around with the animations and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The run cycle's ridiculous in that game, because it's just kind of like doo-doo-doo, like doing the ninja run, but they're running so slow.
Just doing the classic Naruto run. At some points, we were just running in circles around each other.
Yeah.
Just because it looked so
And they
ridiculous.
Get all, like ragdoll-y and stuff, and it's like, okay.
Oh, yeah, as you get beaten up, like you're... this sounds weird, but
clothing damage.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty common in a lot of fighters.
Is it?
Where they just get more and more, like, beat up looking and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we played that for a while. It was interesting, I'll say. Not the most... Honestly, I'd probably have to sit down and actually learn how to play that game, but I just haven't had the time yet.
Yeah, because we were both just spamming the A button.
No, I was trying things. You were spamming the A button.
Well, but it worked when you spammed the A button.
I think you just got more lucky than anything, really.
Yeah, it was all luck. I'm not. Hiccup. Is that the first one?
Probably, I don't know.
I think that's the first hiccup. I don't think I hiccuped in the last episode, just saying.
We'll have to watch it and see.
We will.
But
I could be wrong. I'm probably wrong, but yeah. Pick up number one.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah, so we played around with those. It's kind of crazy, actually, just how many anime fighters are on the Switch.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, there's the two Naruto ones, all the Ninja Storm games.
Yep.
You got the Dragon Ball, Fighter Z, you got, and then you got the two Xenoverse games. Mm. There's the Kill la Kill game, there's a Fairy Tail game. I'm sure there's a, the two My Hero Academia fighters.
Yeah, there's those two fighters from My Hero
Academia. There's a ton of them.
And then the One Piece ones.
Those aren't really fighters, though. I'm not really sure what those are.
I think one might be a fighter.
Maybe. One's definitely an RPG, though.
Yeah, one's an RPG, like. Yeah. But one, I'm pretty certain, is a fighter. I think the Warriors one is a fighter, because it looked like a fighter.
Oh, that's probably a Warriors game, actually.
Oh. What's that mean?
Like, gosh. Dragon Quest Heroes, Hyrule Warriors, I forget the name. Dynasty Wars, that's what it is.
I have no idea. Should I know this? Is this on the test?
No.
No.
Dynasty Wars is like a series of like hack and slash like games, and there's like, it's just like thousands of enemies on screen. You just kind of hack and slash them away.
Well, I'm gonna learn how to play it. So I can play the One Piece game.
She's obsessed with them.
I'm not obsessed.
I kind of wish they'd put the Inuyasha fighters on the Switch. I'd buy them.
Maybe one day.
I doubt it. Those are probably long forgotten.
Oh.
Oh,
bring
boy.
Them back. Petition.
I
petition
don't,
the companies.
I don't. Non.
Pitchfork.
You are
ridiculous. Storm the company. No.
You are ridiculous sometimes.
But you love me that way.
Yeah. The next game we're going to talk about, there was a lot of love going on there.
Oh, yeah.
But before we get to that, guys, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Bye.
And we're back.
And I was attacked.
You were being an annoying little shit before we were just started about to record.
You burped and I said disgusting in a Scottish voice.
Yes, okay, moving on. Now anyways, so the final game we decided to play, I guess a little backstory. So the Nintendo Switch has like sales always constantly running.
Yep.
And I like to just kind of browse and see what there is, and I was going through it one day and I saw Monopoly on the Switch for $3 on sale.
Woo.
So I bought it because, you know, why not? It was Monopoly on Switch. I'm like, I'm sure a party at some point, something will come into fruition and we'll have a reason to play this.
Yes.
So I've had Monopoly sitting on my Switch for a while now. It's the most recent, I guess, game version of it out. It's also on PS4, PC, and I assume Xbox One.
Yep.
And it's... basically, it's as you'd expect, it's Monopoly on a big screen.
Yes.
So we were like, hell yeah, let's play Monopoly, why not? That's a multiplayer game.
Yep.
And we booted it up, and I was surprised by how many options there were, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of options.
So we went with, there was two options right away. There was living boards and standard boards. And the standard boards, I assume, is just the board game itself.
Oh, you forgot, though, about the first option, though, which was the language.
Oh, yeah, the language.
Because the language was weird.
Yeah, there was a lot of different language options.
But also, like, it was, like, the American flag and then the British flag.
Yeah, that was different.
Was it just going to be a British voice? Like,
I don't know. I'd have to try it out sometimes to see what that means, because that was different. I was like... okay.
Well, because then at one point he goes, oh, currency. And then we go, but it's Monopoly,
yeah.
Buddy.
At first I was thinking, oh, it's current. Maybe changes the currency based on the region.
Euros.
And I sat there and go, oh, wait, but it's Monopoly money. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyways, we went with living boards, and she wanted the carnival set up, which I was like, okay.
Because it looked the doofiest out of them all.
Whatever, yeah. But I'm not sure if because of the actual board we picked it changed anything, but I was very upset that the thimble was not an option.
Yeah,
team thimble for life.
I chose a rubber duck.
Yeah, she went with the rubber duck, and
I feel like replaced the thimble, actually, thinking about it.
I have no idea.
I don't remember a rubber duck originally being there.
I don't think there was a cat either, so
no.
But I went with the Battleship because why not?
Why not?
So we decided to pick, there was a certain, there was different game modes, and we decided to go with the...
It was like the quick play mode.
Yeah, the quick play mode.
Which added this extra dice that apparently sped up the game.
So there was an added third red dice, which was designed to speed up the entire gameplay.
Yeah.
So Monopoly, me and Alex usually with Monopoly is, when we play the actual board game itself, it usually goes pretty well for about... four turns, and then Alex starts to lose, so then she cheats until she gets fed up, and then she usually...
Then the board gets flipped.
Yes, usually she ends up flipping the board, and that's how the game ends.
Yes.
She can't do that on a video game, though, so...
Nope.
It was pretty... Her strategy was pretty interesting at first, because she had no limit on spending, so she just spent every chance she got. She would buy, she'd buy property, and I'd be like, okay, whatever. My goal, as it always is I want all four train stations.
Yeah, and I regret letting you have them all now. Yeah.
Well, okay. So I managed to get two really fast.
Yep.
And then she ended up buying the third one. And I managed to barter with her. I gave her one of the spaces so she could complete a set so I could get that train station from her.
It was a mistake. I should have never let you have the train stations because it tortured me.
But, yeah, so we'll get to that eventually. But... After I gave her that space, she ended up buying houses for all those spaces, and she was like, "Yes, this is gonna work perfectly." So then we played a few more rounds, and then we did a few more trades because I think I traded a few other things to get more money.
Yep.
And
you also went to jail.
Oh yeah, so I didn't realize
you went to jail three times, right?
Yes. So. This game was interesting because I haven't played Modern Monopoly, so I don't know if they've changed rules or not. Mm. But
or if we just never played it correctly.
Well, we probably didn't either, but I didn't know anything about a lot of these things.
Yep.
But so the RNG was on our side. Either that or the game was just trying to speed up. But I got double dice a lot.
Yeah, I got a lot of like double dice too.
Double rolls, so we could get twice the rolls and So I didn't realize you get two doubles in a row, and if you get a third double in a row, it sends you directly to jail.
Yeah.
So I ended up getting three doubles in a row, and then all of a sudden I get sent to jail, and I'm sitting here going, huh?
What? Yeah, we both were like, wait, why is he going to jail? Like, we were so confused.
And I also didn't realize you had to pay to get, you could pay to get out of jail.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's a new thing or just for the game. So I paid the first time to get out, and then the second time... I decided to wait the three turns.
Yep.
And then I waited the three turns. It still made me pay. So I was like, oh, what a waste of time. Because I never got doubles to get out.
Yeah.
But other than that, we kept playing. Eventually, she got the fourth train station, and she decided to auction it off.
Yep.
And I don't think we understood.
Which was a mistake. Yeah.
So basically, she offered 10, and I offered 100, and I just got it. I was like, oh, cool, I have all four trains.
Yep.
And I love getting all four trains because that's... Mistake. That comes very much in handy because that's like a free $200 every time someone lands on them.
Which I landed on it
a lot.
I bet like 20 times. I think I landed on all your trains. I'm pissed.
But what was funny was you built up everything. Although somehow I ended up getting my hands on one of the blue spaces, which were the on this board they were like the most expensive lots. And
of course I landed on those too.
Well, no, you never actually landed on those. You landed on the free one that was open.
Yep.
And then you decided to auction it off for some reason.
I don't know.
And I ended up with both of those.
Yep.
And I eventually, I took pity on her because she eventually ended up in bankruptcy.
And she had to mortgage all of my places.
She had to mortgage everything.
I had to mortgage my hot dog stands.
Yeah.
And then my, what was the other one called?
It was like the fast travel passes because it was carnival themed.
Yep.
And eventually, because of that, then she, because she had to pay the $200 for the train.
Yeah.
But, so then I took pity on her, and I gave her money for one of her other spaces so I could complete a set.
Yep.
And then we ended up trading, and I gave her one of the brown spaces, which are the lowest spaces for the entire game.
Yep.
But because I ended up with all this money, I ended up building, like, one of my sets of three, I ended up building like four hotels. I ended up getting three hotels.
Yep.
And so we played it. Alex got really lucky where she would all keep getting her money back. But what was great is after she paid, she mortgaged her stuff, she made it like three turns and got like all her money back that she needed. So she paid back her mortgage on everything.
Yep.
And then she immediately landed on the train station again and lost it. No. Had to mortgage it again.
Yeah, so, it was either the train station or the stupid ice cream
stand.
No.
What happened was you got all your money back, paid all your mortgage, and you still had a good amount of money.
Yep.
And then you landed on the ice cream stand and had to pay $200 right away. So you lost basically all the money you just made back.
Yep.
And then you landed on the train station and owed me the money again. And so you had to sell, this time you just sold off a bunch of houses.
Yep.
So, but in this time, as she's battling the mortgage and keeping herself out of bankruptcy, I'm just like stockpiling hotels on these spaces I had. So we go a few more rounds and she starts making progress again. And then she lands right on one of my hotel spaces.
And no, it was $400.
No, no, it was $600.
It was $600.
And she just immediately
like $400.
And she, no, you had like $100 left.
Wait, you also forgot to tell them about the one time where I just decided to be really annoying and do a trade of $2
for the
train station.
The deal system. She's all of a sudden like making deals over here. And she's like, I'll give you $2 for all four trains. And I'm just like looking at her like, no. No, thank you.
I tried.
But she got like so badly into bankruptcy on that space that she just straight up quit. She gave up.
There was no I could do at that point. I was going to lose regardless, so I just ended it early.
Yeah. I was laughing though how like goofy that game actually is, because it's like,
oh, it was so funny.
The red block, like that red die, like gives you the option, like it basically just like if you land it, get, so the red die has either, it'll give you with like a number that adds to your dice roll, or it'll have, like, this Monopoly phase, which takes you to the nearest open lot.
Yep.
Which stopped working after we bought everything, but yeah. Still. And then there was this fast travel one, which basically let you pick how many spaces you want, so you could kind of strategically lay it out.
Yeah.
Or in the case of us, the first time that came up, we didn't know, and we always kept landing right on the worst space possible. But it was interesting.
Yeah.
I did like the fully animated map. Like, that was really nicely well done.
No, that was, like, really fun and really cute. I definitely want to play it again and not let you take all the train stations. That's definitely what I would do next time.
Well, then I'd just find a different strategy. Ow.
I just slapped him.
Of course you did.
We're violent today.
Yeah, so those were the games we ended up playing. I mean, so which one, out of the three, which one did you think was probably the most entertaining?
It was probably Monopoly, honestly.
Monopoly was definitely the most entertaining. Naruto was funny just for how goofy it was.
The Naruto one was funny, and I mean, the Scott Pilgrim one is a very good game.
Well, that's like, probably the most fun game overall and most solid, I'd say. I mean, this Switch has so much potential, like, I mean, not even just the multiplayer games, there's, like, so many phenomenal, the Switch is a game changer in gaming, like.
Yeah, there's so many great games on there, so.
Like, I'm still, like, I have probably over, like, 200 games on my Switch now.
I do not.
No, well, you don't follow sales, like, as much as I do.
I do follow sales, but I follow them for clothes. And makeup. So it's different.
You're not a game collector.
I'm not the... This is... You are the collector. You run the Barber Who Games. I run my wallet.
Yeah, that's one way of putting
my
it.
My closet.
Your cat, because she owns you.
And my cat. Yes.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's a lot of more multiplayer potential. Like, a couple more great beat-em-ups on the system are, like... We've got, there's Streets of Rage 4, which is a phenomenal sequel to the classic Streets of Rage series.
Yep.
And then there's also River City Girls, which is another, like, it's kind of like a sequel to River City Ransom, only it features, it was made by a WayForward later on. She's trying to get the cat to meow into the mic now.
Come on, you can do it.
Stop shoving the cat's face into the mic.
I'm in the mic.
Tilly, what's she doing to you? But yeah, so yeah, this is probably going to be a short one, guys. Unfortunately, we don't have really a lot.
Yeah, unfortunately, our Burger King plans had failed. Oh, wait, did we say what it was?
Yeah, I mentioned it.
Oh, okay.
We had a whole like bit we were going to do and everything. And
we were going to buy Wendy's.
We were going to buy Wendy's to celebrate.
Because who wants to buy Burger King?
Yeah. We had a whole
plan, and then it just...
We were also going to play a couple other games for future podcast sake, but unfortunately the Xbox decided to stop working.
Yep.
But thankfully we had the Switch, and that was fun.
Yes.
Other than, actually, another fun thing about the Monopoly was my controller was dying the entire game.
Oh, yeah, so it was a race against time, too, which added to the stress of everything.
Also, the dice roll mechanic, I forgot about that. You could shake the controller to roll die.
Yeah, but were you ever able to get it to actually, like, roll itself? Because I always, like, I would shake it, and then I'd give up, and I'd just press the button.
No, you had to shake it up and get it to max and then just stop.
Oh,
and it would roll. Yeah. I did it once and I was like, this is dumb, just press the A button.
Huh.
Well, yeah, that was odd. Like, I love stupid motion controls, but at the same time I'm always like, what are you doing to the cat?
I was trying to readjust her in my arms, but now I'm just gonna make her dance.
Okay. That cat's gonna rip your face off.
No, she's not. She loves me. Oh, she's making squirrel noises. Wait, do you hear that?
Stop forcing the cat in the mic.
I know someone would enjoy it.
I'm not sure about that. But yeah, anyways, guys, so as Alex's cat starts to freak it out over here. And she's gone. Yeah, so that's pretty much about it for this one. Kind of a short kind of, I guess we could say this is a filler podcast.
Yes. It's a little short and sweet podcast.
More just kind of, we messed around with some games and decided we wanted to talk about it.
Yeah. But we were kind of thinking about doing this with maybe some other games, too.
Yeah, we have more plans for the future. Like, I still want to do more different console retrospectives in the future.
Yep.
But aside from that, we should have played a racing game now that I think about it.
Oh,
we should have played a racing game.
We should do it next time.
Mario.
I feel like this would actually be a fun format. Like, find two beat-em-ups, two board games.
Well, not beat-em-ups, obviously, because you don't like those.
Well, no, I'll play them. It depends on... I like the Scott Pilgrim one. The other one, it was just a lot to look at, and I was overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But I think it would be fun to pick, like, 2-2-2, and then, like, do a little review thing again.
Yeah, we'll have to plan it out better, though, because this one was very impromptu on the...
This one was our... Original plan failed.
Yeah, original plans got ruined, so we decided.
So we made it work.
We had to do something else.
Yes.
But aside from that, guys.
Hiccup.
Nice. Yeah, so this was a filler podcast, unfortunately, but that's the break sometimes.
Yeah. Not all of them have to be. I mean, I don't know. Maybe some people prefer the shorter ones.
Maybe. We'll see. I kind of liked our. We were doing pretty well for there for a while, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bound to happen at
this
some point.
This one can just be, like, the rest of the anime one. Because
yeah.
The anime one was almost 2 hours, so this is just the rest of the 2 hours.
Wait until we get to the second anime one coming up.
Oh, yeah, that will be coming eventually.
At some point.
Because we realized after listening to it that we missed a bunch of our favorite shows because we just didn't think about it while we were podcasting. So there will
true.
Be more.
Yep. Well, anyways, guys. Our cat's on the move.
Yes.
But anyways, guys, the Gaming Collecting Podcast is an Anchor Podcast production, and you can easily find us on Apple Podcast and Spotify Podcasts, along with all your other major podcasting platforms.
Yes.
Well, anyways, guys, thank you again for joining us as we discuss the games that shaped us. We will
or
see you all.
Or the meows that meow meowed.
Meow. Well, anyways, guys, we'll see you all later.
She just tried to bite me.
All right, see you guys.
Bye.